If the attack on the U.S. Capitol were to happen again today, Thomas Manger says the newly revamped force could hold the mob at bay.
We didn't have the people, we didn't act on the intelligence, and we just weren't prepared the way we should have been. And that's going to change. That has changed, and the next time that we're tested, we will not be making those same mistakes.
The Inspector General for the force that protects the U.S. Capitol complex found that during the January 6, 2021 assault 1 year ago, officers had ignored intelligence warnings that rioters might attack the seat of government. And when they did, officers were outnumbered, outmaneuvered, and ill-equipped.
And while I'm proud of our officers, the events of January 6th did expose critical departmental failures and deficiencies with operational planning, intelligence, staffing, training, and equipment.
Manger, an outsider brought in to overhaul the Capitol Police, told the Senate Rules Committee he's addressed 90 of 103 recommendations made by the Inspector General, though it could take 3 years to hire the 447 additional officers it needs.
Across the U.S., federal agents in nearly every state are continuing to track down the estimated 2,500 rioters involved in the attacks. They're using 14,000 hours of video from reporters, surveillance cameras, and police body cameras.
So far, more than 700 people have been charged.
The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under law.
Retired General Russell Honoré, who led a House review of the failures of the police on January 6th, told us the force was simply unprepared.
It was a total failure government. That being said, the line officers and the D.C. police saved our democracy. But somehow, the Trump Defense Department, where he had ripped out the qualified people and put his own operators in there, found a way not to send the National Guard when they could have been there earlier. We've got to get government straight.
President Biden is expected to address the attack on its anniversary.
He will forcibly push back on the lie spread by the former president in an attempt to mislead the American people and his own supporters, as well as distract from his role in what happens.
That turns the tables on the last president, who sent the mob to Capitol Hill in a speech that perpetuated the lie that he, not Biden, actually won the 2020 election. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Washington.